Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, what's happening? It's your girl, Jaywani Vet.
I do it for the turn-up. And we ain't going nowhere. We praise them because it's necessary. So watch us turn this place into a sanctuary.
Jaywani Vet.
I do it for the turn-up.
She's a G for Jesus.
But I'll come to praise his name.
You're listening to Sunday Inspiration with your girl, Jaywani Vet.
It's your girl, Jaywani Vet. It's Sunday, January 28th, 2024, and welcome to Sunday Inspiration. That was new music from Young Chris featuring Don Reddy, and it's called We Know. I love how gospel music continues to evolve and reach so many, especially our younger generation. Now, I know some of us Gen Xers and older tend to resist change when it comes to the sound of gospel music. I'm old enough to remember when our pastor didn't want our choir to sing Kirk Franklin songs. That's actually at a different church from where I go now. But what does the Bible say about this? Well, Psalms 98:4, the New Living Translation says, "Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Break out in praise and sing for joy." In other words, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And a joyful noise sounds different to different generations. But as long as the gospel isn't being lost or mistranslated, I am all for it. I love all kinds of gospel music, from gospel rock to CHH to gospel reggae, as well as your traditional choir gospel. If it's lifting up the name of Jesus, I'm all for it. Now, before I move forward, I want to send a major shout out and major love to my church home, St. Paul Church in District Heights, Maryland, where the senior pastor is Pastor Robert J. Williams, Sr., and the co-pastor is Pastor Bobby Williams, Jr. Now, if you're ever in the DMV, we'd love to have you come worship with us. But if you're not in the area or are not able to join us in person, you can still be a part of the service. We stream our service live on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook every Sunday beginning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Just clickety-click on over to spchurchonline.com for all the details. That's S as in Saint, P as in Paul, churchonline.com. Now, all of us go through trials in life. Sometimes it can come at you from all directions at one time, and you can't even see your way out. Now, I jokingly say that 2023 dragged me by the hair and threw me against every wall in the house, But honestly, the year was brutal to myself and my family. I lost my bonus son and my daughter in love in January, and then less than 6 months later, I lost my husband. So experiencing that kind of loss before the year is even half over, I can't even put into words how much of an impact that had on me. I've battled depression and anxiety my entire life. So trust me when I tell you, I know what it's like to go through some things. But when people ask me how I've managed to keep going and remaining positive and keeping a smile on my face even through the hurt, I just tell them about the God I serve. The book of Job, chapter 13, verse 1, the New King James Version says, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Even so, I will defend my own ways before him." So no matter what life throws at you, never stop believing the God who promised never to leave you nor forsake you. And on that note, let's get into some music from The Truth, featuring Papa Son and Kanan, and it's called Press. You're rocking with your girl, Jaywan Yvette, and this is Sunday Inspiration.
I hope you're ready. I got it. I got it. I ain't got no fast flow. Life is a fiasco. Stuff don't make me happy. Money causing cash flow. If I fall on hard times, I cry if I have to. Homie, I got joy though, and it's supernatural. Never left me out to dry. I got on my bad rope. Cross my heart and trust to God. I try not to cast stones. God told me to trap mine, and I heard the glass broke. I ignore them death threats, cause I'm under his shadow. And I feel like I'm in a race car, crash course. When I'm in a drought and the bottom drop, that ain't do not pass go. Life is full of pressure. I can lose all my possessions, even when depression's on me. I'm a blessed mama, I'm a trucker for real.
Don't we miss it, just him too.
up, what's happening? It's your girl, Jaywan Yvette. Now, here on Sunday Inspiration, I come to bring you the latest and greatest in gospel music every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. But if you want to get your worship and praise on all through the week, let me tell you about this cool Facebook page, y'all. It's facebook.com/soundsfromheaven. That's facebook.com/sounds, S-O-U-N-D-Z, from heaven. Get your worship and praise on with that good gospel music, preaching, and even a little bit of comedy and inspiration. Once again, it's facebook.com/sounds, S-O-U-N-D-Z, from heaven. And then every Sunday, join me for Sunday Inspiration at blogtalkradio.com/Sunday Inspiration every Sunday evening at 6:30 p.m.
Welcome to a brand new week, and we're going back to Egypt as we look at the final push to bring God's people out of bondage. And so we go to Exodus chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, "This month shall be the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. After 430 years, Israel is experiencing a new beginning. God has been working with Moses and Aaron for some time. They've engaged Pharaoh. Pharaoh has pushed back, and God says the calendar is being reset. A new story is going to be told." So he talks about a new beginning, and that is what sets the tone for their deliverance. A new beginning has many implications. It means a new start. They are about to start a new phase of their lives. It is a phase that ends the story beginning from Jacob entering into Egypt up until this time. It's been a checkered history, but that is coming to an end and a new phase is beginning. God has a way of opening new pages in our lives. And I believe for some of us, we can also say God is beginning a new thing with us. A new beginning is also a new season. Yes, God says to them, the calendar is changing. And God says, I'm setting you apart. I'm going to do something in this season of your life that will be very different from the past seasons of their life. And he says to Israel, you're going to count the year from this month, from this season. It's almost as if 400 years of experience is being wiped out and a new experience is beginning. You know, God has a way of sometimes coming into our lives, and it may be 10 years of struggling, 10 years of bondage, 10 years of pain and of tears, or 20 years or 30 years, but there comes a time when God says, I'm beginning something new. He wipes out the tears of the past and opens a new season of your life. And I pray that each one of us will experience a new season of favor, of increase, of abundance, of the goodness of the Lord. And may the Lord turn every negative captivity around, and may he bring us into a new beginning. And a new season also represents a new status. The children of Israel are no longer going to be called the slaves of Egypt. They will be called the children of God, God's nation, God's people. For a time and for a season, nobody knew who they were. They just walked their way into a nation, stayed there, and became slaves. So they didn't seem to belong to anyone. They didn't seem to have any value. But their status is changing. The status of the slave is becoming the status of a privileged people. And I believe God is able to do that for each one of us. He's able to change our status, where once you were the despised, and now you are the honored. Once you were the one that everybody is pushing away, and now you are the one that everybody is embracing. May the Lord change our status in life. It's a new start, it's a new season, and it's a new status. And that is what God said to Moses, this is the new times that I'm bringing to you, a new beginning for you, for your nation and for your people. And I pray that God will do the same for each one of us. Let's pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, you are the God of a new beginning. Start a new work in my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. The Lord will do something new for you. I'm Pastor Mesa Otterville. Shalom, peace.
Gospel and inspirational for every generation. You're listening to Sunday Inspiration with your girl, Jaywanita.
Sunday Inspiration with your girl, Jaywan Yvette. That was music from Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. It's called Speak Your Name. Oh, how sweet is the name of Jesus. Yeshua, our Savior. At his name, demons flee. I'm not telling you what I heard, y'all. I'm telling you what I know, because I've tried them for myself, and I highly recommend them. Quick programming note, I'll be back on the air next Sunday, February 4th, 2024 at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time for a brand new episode of Sunday Inspiration at blogtalkradio.com/Sunday Inspiration. The Bible says where two or more are gathered in his name, he is in the midst. So let's rock it on out together for the rest of the year, sharing the word of God and lifting up the name of Jesus every Sunday right here at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday Inspiration. Now, before I move on, I want to send a shout out to my official promo team, Team Jaywan Yvette, which is run by my girls Brenda J, Tracy, and Amina. You can follow them on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and Threads at Team Jaywan Yvette. That's team, like in football team, JawanYvette. And don't forget to join my Patreon squad for early access to the podcast, including bonus content you won't hear anywhere else, early access to my music, and more behind-the-scenes exclusives. Just clickety-click on over to patreon.com/justifiedmadness31. patreon.com/justifiedmadness31. Now, before I close out, I want to send a shout out and extra love to all my fam bam, whether by blood or by love. I love you to life and I love you for real. Love and kisses all the way to heaven to my big papa, my husband Ellis. You may not be here in the physical, babe, but you're with me every single day, and I will never, ever forget you, and I will always love you. Shout out to my St. Paul Church family, our pastors, our ministry leaders, all of my twamly, my threadies, my mad hatters, my young nation, my TikTok squad, my Patreon squad, Yvette, Shane, and last but never ever least, my daughter Jessie. You hear her at the top of the hour every Wednesday and Saturday on Justified Madness. Now, before I close out, I just want to remind y'all that Psalms 22:3 says, "Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel." That means God inhabits the praises of his people. So when we give him praise, he is in the room, y'all. So coming up next, I have new music from Derek Monk, and it's called Glory. Then on the other side of the commercial, I'm closing out with one of my favorite CHH songs. This is Lecrae featuring Andy Mineo with Good Lord. You're rocking with your girl, Jaywan Yvette, and this is Sunday Inspiration.
I give you the glory. I give you the praise. Everything that I am, everything that I do, yeah. I gave you my heart, you have my soul. I gave you my life, God, you're in control. All the glory belongs to you, oh my. Thank you, Jesus.
very present help in the time of need. You're never too busy, God, to come and see about me. All of the glory, all of my praise, everything that I am, everything that I do. Oh, belong to you. Oh, God. And since you've been around, things are better now, because of you, God, a loving friend I found. I'll lift my hands every time I get the chance, because you brought me through so many circumstances. I honor you, is all I'm gonna do, because the glory and the honor, it belongs to you. You're the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are the only one that healed my broken heart.
What's up, what's happening? It's your girl, Jaywan Yvette. I'm sending a shout-out to my girl, Erica Campbell. Listen to her on Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell, along with Willie Moore Jr. and The Nightly Spirit with Darlene McCoy on The Light 103.9 in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, or click on thelightnc.com to listen worldwide.
I know what you've come to do,
but I've come to praise his name. You're listening to Sunday Inspiration with your girl, Jaywan Yvette.
Take a look at that. Girl, you got good taste. Where you cook it at? You can mingle daughter. And she look good, don't she? On top of that, she good for me. Made me wanna say. And even though I got plenty, if I'm down to my last penny, I still got her. I know I got her. Say, even though I got plenty, if I'm down to my last penny, I still got a.
Thanks for rocking with your girl. And thank you, Lord, for allowing me one more time to share with my fam. I'll be back on the air this Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time for Justified Madness at blogtalkradio.com/justifiedmadness. See you there.